You've been here a long time, and it seems like every year this team has better records, plays better in the second half than the first. What do you think that is? Is it just a constant emphasis? We got to get better and be at our best toward the end? Is that more?
Look at
the records then.
I don't know, Howard. I honestly don't. Well, you just said I don't know. I hope that's true, and I hope it's true this year. But I just think this, you know, our mantra around here is to improve every day, and you know, and I think that holds true from day one to wherever we are now at the halfway point, and going forward. You know, today we're going to go out and practice. And today our goal is to improve. So, you know, if our team embraces that, you know, we got a chance to be a better team as we go forward.
Dante, how about the development of Nate so far in his second year? That was a big topic coming into the year. Seemed like he's held up pretty well out there. What's sort of your assessment of him?
You know, he's just like all the other guys and all the other starters. You know, we have expectations of him. He plays a critical position because it's the left tackle position, and those guys always have a tough job, you know. But they all have tough jobs, you know. There's good players in this league at all positions. So, you know, is Nate satisfied? No, and I think that every day he wants to do better and get better, and he always has challenges. He's going to be challenged next week, just like all of them will be challenged. You know, they got some really good pass rushers on the edge. They got Mark and they got Mario, and you know, Kyle Moore now has all of a sudden got a bigger role for them, and Kelsey's always been a good player. So every week, if you don't play your best football, you're going to have a problem over there or any of those positions. And I think that's really true, obviously, on the edges where you see things a little bit more lucidly than you do inside.
Ryan Wendell has really stepped in, and you know, in terms of a difficult job in the reads and so on and so forth.
Yeah.
Would you say he's done an excellent job in that regard?
I think he has. I think clearly the obvious is that, you know, he replaced a very, very good football player and a very popular football player. And that's as tough a decision as, you know, we've ever had around here for those reasons. And he has stepped in. But we also knew that this is a young guy that has played very well when we've asked him to play. And, you know, he's done a very good job through the first eight games of the season. He's all the things we thought he would be. He's very tough. He's very smart. He's a really competitive guy on every down, through every down. He's a great finisher, you know, and that's why he's here, and that's why we kept him as a rookie and kept him around here, and you know, and that's why, you know, this kid's on our roster, and that's why he's starting for us for all those reasons. And it's not a comparison. That's just what he is. So, yeah, we're pleased with the way things have gone there. And you know, and yet if you asked him, I'm sure he would probably say he's got a lot of work to do and he could play better in a lot of situations. So, he's a great kid. I'm glad we got him.
Coach, just in general, how much has this team improved since week one?
I'm going to leave that up to you guys to answer. You know, we're a 5-3 football team, and has been stated around here many times, you are what your record is. You know, a lot of people wouldn't want to be 5-3. We would like to be better than 5-3, but that's what we are. You know, and you know what we need to do is to have a great week, and this week and next week, and hopefully get to 6-3, and then see where it goes. You know, we got a tough opponent next week to do that, though. So, you know, I don't know how much it's improved. That's up to others to say. You know, I know we just feel like we have to improve every day or we'll never get to where we want to be.